Green Valley at KGVY. Well, what's on tap today, Steve?
Well, gosh, Dan, first of all, it's great to be back here.
Oh, and, we always love having you.
Great weekend. I wanted to talk to the folks a little bit about Family Legacy Video, as we've been doing. And I just wanted to pick up where we kind of left off last week. Now, for those of you listeners who may not have heard us speak about Family Legacy Video before, just very, very briefly, the company's mission and my passion is helping families and individuals capture their family history on video, create their own family history documentaries.
Sure.
Now, we were just kidding a little bit last week, saying that when you create one of these family history documentaries, or as I like to call them, family legacy videos, you're in essence creating a talking time capsule, you know, a living, breathing time capsule, you know, so you can remember, we talked about opening a time capsule and your great, 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 great grandparent pops out and starts telling you all their great stories. Well, I mean, it's kind of funny. We're not putting a person in a time capsule, but you are, in essence, that's what you're doing when you're creating a family history documentary and saving your wonderful family stories for posterity. And let me give you a couple of examples. I'm working on a video right now, actually. I was hired by a wonderful fellow here in Tucson to produce a video about his mom. Now, she's in Michigan, and she came out here on vacation. We sat down, shot an interview with her, and I'm working on putting all that together now. She had some wonderful family stories. She told me, for instance, about her trip. She had just graduated high school. She went to the 1939 World's Fair. And she told me all about crossing Lake Michigan, taking the train down to New York, and the time she spent at the fair. And even better, she had kept a scrapbook. So she had all her photos, postcards, everything to document that trip.
And a treasure chest.
Oh, absolutely. And so what we can do with that is I've got her on camera talking about the trip, and we're using all those wonderful photos to illustrate what it is she's talking about, you know, that terrific trip. And for me, hearing this was wonderful because
you
that's
probably
something.
Had a better time than she did.
Oh, gosh. Well, yeah, it was wonderful for me. I as a child, went to the 64 World's Fair in New York City. Yeah. And to hear someone who actually lived and experienced the 1939 World's Fair in the flesh, something I've only read in history books and seen in, you know, old documentaries, it was wonderful. And I'm not even part of her family. So to think about what a wonderful experience this will be to have her grandchildren and children hear these stories. And she also had an incredible story. She grew up in Michigan, as I mentioned. Well, one day when she was about 7, her dad just up and took the family in a. Do you remember the Rio automobile?
Sure.
Well, they had this was in 1925, but they had a 1918 Rio touring car. Okay, an open car, basically, you know. And this was near winter was approaching, and he went out to be a forest ranger in Washington. They drove from Michigan to Washington State
in a Rio
and crossed the Continental Divide in a snowstorm. And they made it. And so these are the kinds of really interesting stories that could be lost forever if you don't preserve them.
You probably should include that song as a background, you know, about get out and get under, get out under, and fix up the little machine. I don't know if you know that one, but...
So that's really what we're all about. And really, I think the way to get started, if you want to work on a family history video of your very own, is to sit down and think about the stories that you'd like to preserve and pass on to your children, your grandchildren and generations to come, and then contact me. You know, you can reach me, first of all, if you're in the 520 area code. I'm at 743-4090. For those of you who know people out of state or who may be shortly leaving to go out of state, we do have a toll-free number, so that's 888-662-1294. And I really urge you to visit also the Family Legacy Video website, because we've got lots of information, lots of examples of the kinds of videos that we can help you produce, and that's familylegacyvideo.com. And of course, there's always email, and I'm at steve@familylegacyvideo.com. So we really want to work with you to help you preserve your family histories on video and pass those along to generations to come. It's incredibly fulfilling for me, and the families have just, everybody tells me that it's just a wonderful, wonderful experience.
Got to be. Well, Steve, thank you very much. You always bring such great information and ideas on how we can preserve our legacies and the family legacy video way and present it to the future generations.
Well,
just terrific.
Thanks for having me, Dan. I'll look forward to seeing you next Monday.
We'll be right here. Thank you, Steve.